On today's episode of The Real O Show.
But the average person is now going to gamble. It's going to become even more rigged.
And you were like attending games. You could probably win a fuck ton of money.
100% because they're less manipulated.
If there was one person that you had to be touched by, the king of pop. What a guy to be touched by. You know what I mean? Being in this world, you can make anything look like anything.
Welcome to The Real O Show. I'm Zachary.
And I'm Joshua. And we're brothers chasing the curiosities of our life.
And on this show, we'll deep dive the most influential people, music, and topics going on in the world.
And today, we talk about NBA's new live betting feature, Kai Cenat's wild stream, and how long is the Great Wall of China. I got a stack of this gold. I tell you I'm on the road. About to get all this dough. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on roof and rings. They pay for getters, they want. Did you see the Kai Cenat live yesterday? What happened?
I don't watch any live streaming.
This is actually so fucking jokes. So yesterday, Kai's on live and he's watching the news of a car chase, like a police chase, right? Yeah. He realizes while he's watching this police chase that the guy who's in the police chase is watching Kai's stream. So Kai Cenat gets this guy who's on the police chase on the fucking stream.
How does that even happen?
And the guy's like,
that's like the Grand Theft Auto.
The guy's like, yo, I ain't getting caught, Kai. Don't worry. Like, bro, he's like, got his lights off. And she's like, I'm not showing my face. You know, I know the feds watching. Mm-hmm. And bro, I was like, dude, this is.
Was Kai laughing?
Kai's like, bro. He was just like, what the fuck?
How is that even real life?
And bro, it was so funny.
How does that stuff even happen? How are you in a police chase and being like, hey, I can't miss this Kai Cenat live stream?
All I could think about was like, that's some real OJ Simpson shit. Bro, he's just like driving. He's on the phone. He's like, let me just go see my mom. Let me just go. Like, you know, it's like, it was jokes. But he was like, the guy was so confident. Like, you'll have to watch the, we'll play the clip.
Tell Kai I'm in this bitch. Tell Kai I'm in this bitch. I'm not putting my face on this bitch at all, bro.
Bro, get off, bro. Pull over, bro.
Not put my face on this bitch at all, bro.
Pull over!
Fuck no. They not catching shit, though. Don't worry about it. I'm not putting my face on live. They gonna, this shit police as hell. Bro, but I was just watching bro stream.
Bro, pull over!
I ain't doing shit you, are you watching? I ain't doing shit you tell me to do, bro. I know my route, gang. I just had to let you know I'm watching, bro. I'm off this bitch. You running my shit hot. They be about you, the man. I'm off this bitch.
How does that even happen? How does that even happen?
That is the most electric. Dude, do you not see it? Hey, I know my route, gang.
How does that even happen?
I know my route.
Like, how does that even happen? We don't live in the real world,
bro.
Anymore.
We live in a video game, bro.
There's no way something like that happens where he just happens to be watching a live stream and the dude he's watching happens to be watching his live stream while he's on a police chase. Makes zero sense.
One, how did Kai connect the dots? That's what I want to know. Like, we've done lives with fucking 8 people. I can't even keep track of it. He's got fucking 40,000 people and he's like, oh, this guy, he's like, bro, Kai is on some different shit.
It's wild.
Bro, Kai's on some different shit.
I don't even know how that happens. I'm like,
that is literally the funniest shit I've ever seen.
I can't even be surprised anymore because like this, nothing surprises me.
No.
Anymore.
That's like, fucking
hilarious. Zero things surprise me. Like, it could come out tomorrow that the president actually is a puppet. Like, they could just openly say it and I'd be like, huh. Always thought that.
You know,
like nothing would surprise me.
The president body double shit is really funny because I was telling you there's that.
That's a real thing.
There's an animation.
That's a real thing.
There's an animation on Netflix. They literally meme all the shit like that the world is run by a dark state, you know, all these things. And they're like, they literally have a fake, they have like an old president and they just have like a fake one. He's just a robot.
Now that we're talking about this, I haven't deep dove it, which we probably will because I think it's worth talking about. And we also have a viral clip on TikTok talking about like the Michael Jackson thing and how he's still alive or whatever.
Yeah.
There's actually a thing that's going around when they, after he, you know, died, whatever, it was 2005 or whatever, when he like officially died, they came out about it. When they went on his property, they dug up a body that they said was his. And they traced it back to like the early 90s is actually when he died. So they think there was like 10, 12, 15 years that Michael Jackson had a double and they were just like playing.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all.
And really, because he was fighting with Sony, like he was literally trying to sue Sony, which he was obviously talking about, like how like Jewish people are bad people, so which they own Sony. But
we love the Jews here,
of course. Of course, I'm just, this is Michael Jackson. This is not, sorry, this is Michael Jackson talking. This is not me. But he was going after Sony because he owned like 45% of Sony at the time.
Michael did?
Yeah, he owned Sony.
Oh shit.
Like he owned like a huge percentage of Sony. So makes they wanted sense. So they wanted him dead. And when he died, his ex manager got all of his assets, everything.
I mean, dude, corporations are cutthroat. Like, but people die over that shit. Like, I think people joke about it.
They killed him in the 90s and put a double for the last 15 years to pretend like he was alive.
I mean, it makes sense because, I mean, he turned white. So I feel like once you like go like that, he didn't even look like his original self. Yeah. So I feel like it's a lot easier to play it.
We'll have to deep dive it because there's like a huge thing about how when he started going against Sony is when all the things came about him, like touching children and like being a bad person and all, like all that came out right after the fact because they were trying to paint him in a bad light. So people like me, like I grew up being like, why the fuck would anybody listen to Michael Jackson if he's touching kids?
Yeah.
Like, why are we okay with that? That was me. Then I looked into that. I'm like, wow, it's crazy how big the media can influence everybody. Because I didn't know.
I mean,
him.
Listen, I watched the doc of when they like had him like touching little boys, and the doc was pretty, you know, it looked pretty cut and dry. But I will say this: being in this world, you can make anything look like anything.
Well, also a lot of those people that came out about being touched were also pursuing movie careers and trying to be on TV.
Listen, and no disrespect to anybody, but the people that he did touch, that boy, were they successful after?
Yeah,
boy, were they successful.
That's like, that's kind of the point. I'm not saying they're wrong.
We're
playing devil's advocate.
I'm not justing any boy diddlers or little girl diddlers. I'm not doing that. But if there was one person that you had to be touched by, the King of Pop, what a guy to be touched by. You know what I mean?
He touches you.
I mean, it's like that one guy. There was like the one guy from the doc, and he's like, yeah, like, you know, Michael had me touch over, and he like was like talking about like how Michael was like touching his butthole and shit. And he was like, but he gave me the Thriller hat. And like, I was like, bro, this motherfucker had the Thriller hat.
There was a stand up comedian.
I think it was Chappelle.
Was it Chappelle where he's like, man, you'd be lucky to get your butthole touched by
maybe.
Michael,
no, maybe it might have been Andrew Schultz. Andrew Schultz because
that,
he was like,
it, I think it's
because
so.
He was like, because he talks about, he doesn't say Michael Jackson. He was like, if Michael Jordan, yeah. He's like, if that was my idol, he was like, if it was like the Michael Jordan, he's like, if Michael Jordan touched me, I would have been like, fuck it. Like, you know, I'd have been honored. Like, he was like, I'd have been honored.
I don't know if you saw on Twitter yesterday, because this is where I get all my information. It's the only news source I really trust. So apparently Adam Silver and the NBA have agreed to allow live betting on basketball games, like to pop up on the TV where you can go on and live bet. Also, this is kind of the thing with Amazon Prime that we saw where they're going to do like the commercial break is like 50% off this couch. Do you want to buy it? Yes, no. And now we're kind of seeing that with the live betting. We talked about a couple podcasts ago that, are you scared that gambling is taking over the world? And at this point, it's becoming so readily available and they're brainwashing kids that as soon as these kids get a little bit of money or an iPhone, they're literally going to be able to bet. And no one cares if they're 16, 18, 21. They can say all they want. You can lie about your birthday. And it's just going to become readily available. But I'm going to play devil's advocate here. If gambling is going to be legal everywhere, the NBA might as well lean into it and allow people to live bet on the games they're watching to pop up on TV. So I think it's smart. But once again, and we kind of talked about this yesterday, I already think professional leagues are completely rigged. Now that gambling is becoming even more a part of it, there's more money flooding in for the average person because gamblers are going to gamble, but the average person is now going to gamble. It's going to become even more rigged.
You're right. The more mainstream gambling gets, the more I'm like, this shit is rigged. Because it's like, there's just more money involved, right? Like if Vegas lost money, there wouldn't be a Vegas. If sportsbook lost money, there wouldn't be sportsbooks. So therefore it makes a lot of sense. And we had this in an earlier episode where we talked about gambling, and I said that everything's going towards micro betting, which is exactly what you said. Everything's going towards micro betting. The reason why it's going towards micro betting is because these big sports books realize that they can win a lot. They can make a lot more money people are dumb as fuck. People don't know what to bet. And to be quite frankly, like, there's too many variables in sports. Like, people look at statistics and like, yeah, you could be like, oh, this guy, you know, gets this many, he averages as many points. But it's like, you, there's so many other factors that go into sports. Like, there's a human being on the other end. And, you know, obviously professionals can be a little bit better. They can be a little bit more consistent, I'll say. College athletes, like, March Madness is right on the corner. You want to pull your hair out, bet on some March Madness games. Bet on an 18-year-old who couldn't tell you if he's going to play good or not.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a difference. I think that everything is going to consumer base. Like, it is, like you said, like, Amazon's going to be having NFL games, and between everything, there's going to be like, oh, here's this TV now, you know, 20% off if you fucking buy it in the next 10 seconds. It's like those ads in the next 2 minutes, you know, it's all full
everything's
circle.
Coming back to QVC as when we were kids, whereas you would go to that TV. It'd be this timer for like 5 minutes. If you buy it in the next 2 minutes, we'll give you another one free. Like, that's what it was. And that's going to continue with the TikTok live shop. Now you have the gambling on the NBA games. You have Amazon Prime. It's just going to become so readily available and easy to just spend money that it... But, like, that's the thing, is Amazon kind of influenced the whole marketplace.
I agree. I want to go back to the betting just for a second to talk about why it's rigged and why I think it's rigged. There's always going to be a delay on games, right? Like, there's always going to be a 10-second, 15-second, whatever the fucking delay is, there's going to be a delay. It is for every live event. So when you have live bets going on the screen, to me, and for basketball, it's a little different, but I always think like baseball, right? Like baseball, if you could gamble on every pitch, which essentially that's what's happening, right? You can gamble on every single individual pitch. So if there's a lag, it's like everything is like, what if they're just like promoting specific things because they know the outcome? And it's just 100%. Like weird. It's weird to me. Like, I think that there's a way where they can just like be like, oh, like, here's this juicy offer. Like, I would say if a gambling company ever goes, hey, bet on this. Look, we made this nice little parlay. One, most of the time it's not malicious. Like, I don't think they're like, oh, like, this is, it's probably some fucking guy in the marketing team who's doing it, who knows nothing about gambling. But it's like, any offer they give you isn't a real offer. Like, that's, it's,
they
it's,
want your money.
They want your money.
I'll tell you a funny story about live betting, but actually being at the game, live betting, the delay. So it was Eastern Michigan versus Pittsburgh in the bowl game, probably in 2018, maybe 19. I think it was 2018. And Pittsburgh was losing to Eastern at the time. They were like plus 250 money line. And I was like, because I was at the game. Eastern was like controlling. They were like going to win. And Pittsburgh had the ball at Eastern's like 48-yard line. It's plus 250. And call the play. Guy's wide open down the sideline. His quarterback throws the ball. And I'm like, as soon as he caught it, I bet on the 250 money line because it was still readily available. Put all my money in my account, probably like $100 to $150 plus 200 plus, and scores a touchdown, immediately goes to like minus 200. So the fact of being at the game and live betting, you do get a little bit of a delay, but now it being on TV, going back to NBA games, those lines you're getting are 15 seconds late. You're possibly behind 4 to 6 points.
Especially if you're on an illegal stream. You're probably even more behind because it's like, it's even more.
Do you think they purposely do that on illegal streams?
Maybe, but like, I always think about it. Like, there's been time where you stream and I'm streaming and it's like, you're 10 seconds ahead of fucking me. And then I'm like, you're probably 20 seconds behind the live on TV. And then that's actually, so it's like, we could be a whole 40, 50 fucking seconds behind.
It's so scary live betting when it's like, they have to have the delay because the sports books know exactly what's going on in that moment.
See, to me, it's like,
and that's maybe why stadiums have bad signal.
I think if you could, well, 100%, but I also think you're bad signal because there's a lot of people in one area.
True.
But I think, like, if you are a Mac football fan or a basketball fan, like, if you like knew Mac sports really well and you were like attending games, you could probably win a fuck ton of money.
100%, because they're less manipulated.
Well, they're not that they're less manipulated, but I also think the people that are making these lines, it's like less informed. It's less bet on it. It's less, people don't care as much. Whereas like when you have USC versus Michigan, everyone in the country is watching this, like the line makers and the people, like it's probably a computer program. Obviously, there's probably some man-made a little bit behind it, but like that shit has to be very, very, very watched because it's like there's a lot more money at stake when it's a fucking Eastern Michigan versus Miami of Ohio. There's not that many people betting on that.
I mean, I agree with that.
To me, it's like going after the games that have all the money on it are almost the games you kind of want to fade.
Yeah. That's why it's hard to make money in the NFL games because there's money on every single game because there's very few, short season. And also, it's like I've always said, the reason why I think professional sports leagues are rigged is because it's easier to rig a game when the players are really, really good and really talented because anybody could win. Like, they are professional basketball players. Like, it is the best of the best in the whole world, top 0.1% of athletes playing those leagues. So it's easy when the 1 in 13 Tampa Bay Bucks beat the Super Bowl chance Kansas City Chiefs on a random week at a 4:30 game because they're still professionals.
Yeah.
But realistically, the reason they're 1 in 13 and the Kansas City Chiefs have won the Super Bowl throughout the last 4 years is because they're a much better team, much better coach. They probably wouldn't lose that game unless 90% of the money was on Kansas City to win that game.
Spin zone here a little bit. How long do you think the Great Wall of China is?
How long? Probably hundreds of miles.
Guess like a more specific answer.
What do you mean by more specific? Like 28 miles?
Don't be like hundreds, because hundreds could be
The Great Wall of China is 126.3 miles long.
You couldn't be further from that.
I'll give
you
another, high or too low?
Way too low. I'll give you another chance.
I mean, it's the whole Great Wall, but like, I don't fucking know.
And let me just tell you,
626.3 miles.
I'll give you one more chance.
Lower?
Way higher. And let me just tell you something. The Great Wall of China isn't just a straight line. It's like,
yeah,
it's splintered. So it's like, just think about it. It's the whole wall. How long is the Great Wall of China?
Does it cover all of China?
No.
It's just one area where they would most likely get
attacked.
It's not
one area, but it's a pretty big area.
2,225.3 miles.
No. So the Great Wall of China is 13,100 miles. That is
good for that.
Fucking bananas.
Do you know how long it took them to build that?
Hundreds and hundreds of years.
Man, the U.S. should do something like that.
The funny part is the Great Wall of China doesn't really do anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nowadays, like, it's like a cool thing. The Great Wall of China is pretty bananas how long it is. Like, I was just watching, like, the Wonton Don. I've been telling you, he just makes that really creative stuff. And he's going back to China now because, like, COVID stuff's done, because that's where he was before the pandemic. Yeah. He said that they camped out on the Great Wall of China. Like, they just, like, went to a certain area of the Great Wall where it's, like, there's no tourists, there's no people. Like, that's how long this fucking wall is. He said the wall, there's a part of the wall that goes right into the ocean. It's fucking bananas, right?
So it doesn't protect them from anything now?
Not anymore, no.
I imagine people just fly over it and just be like,
for sure,
we're gonna just drop troops.
It's a wall. Like, yes, like, it's like anything, right? A wall is great, but a wall just is only singular thing. You need to have people enforcing the wall. You need to have, there has to be these things. And the longer the wall, the more the people, the harder, you know what I mean? So
13,000 miles.
13,100 miles. Them. Next question. Which state in the United States is closest to Africa?
I have fucking no idea. Florida. I have no idea.
It is an East Coast state, but it's not Florida. I'll give you one more guess.
East Coast?
Yeah, it's an East Coast state. And it's truthfully...
Maine?
Yeah, it is Maine. It's Maine. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the fuck? Because you would think Maine is so north, right? It's not. Well, it is north, but the way Africa isn't... Like, how it looks on a map isn't really what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like, it's way bigger than what it is.
God.
Yeah, so Maine is actually, like, way closer.
Interesting.
Than any state.
And also... That's if we live on a circular planet as well. Might not be the closest if it's a flat Earth.
It is weird. I've heard so many things about like flat Earth. And it's funny you say flat Earth because my next question has to do with space.
I'm ready for it.
So what is the fastest man-made object to enter space?
The fastest man-made object to enter space. Is it a USSR spaceship?
No, but... there's some spaceships that go, I think, like the fastest spaceship that we have, I believe, goes like 14,000 miles an hour.
U.S.?
It doesn't... Or just any man-made. Man-made.
I bet
it was from the U.S., though.
I bet Russia has got faster ones.
It's well, guess what? It's not a rocket. It's not a plane. It's not anything like that. You want me to tell you a story?
Fastest man-made. Yeah,
so the fastest man-made object to enter space is a manhole cover. And it entered space at 150,000 miles an hour. So what happened was in 1957, right? They're testing nuclear weapons. They're in Las Vegas, Nevada, in a desert. And what they did was they dug a hole 3 feet wide, 400 feet deep. And then they put a nuke in the bottom of it. And at the very top, they put a manhole cover. When they blew up the nuke, the manhole cover shot up into space, literally shot up into space at 150,000 miles an hour. And to this day, is still circling the Earth.
Interesting.
How fucking weird is that?
Space trash is super interesting to me. It's crazy how things that are like not readily available, like things we chase and hunt, like natural minerals on Earth, are so readily available in space.
Yeah, they're
kind of weird.
I heard that there's a thing about space trash that like there's so many satellites, there's so many things that it's like
it's a real thing.
To me, I thought it's it was also funny.
Gold, like that we treasure gold as humans, like we've literally burned down empires as a human civilization over gold, and it is just like it's like trash in space. I got a fight for my brothers, I got a stack of this gold. I tell you I'm on a roll, about to get all this dough. Me and no fuck niggas know, I swear to God we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told, man, if you know then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on roof for breaks. They pay for getters, they want money more than they want fake shit. I swear we go so hard we on A-list, I see my niggas prevailing. We going hard for the hand, we gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah, it's gonna be hard to get it. So I'm part for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings on tracks I don't even feel. We bout to we drip. We bout to we fall.